I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. With Election Day 13 days away, the presidential candidates are focusing their efforts on a handful of battleground states. John McCain was in New Hampshire today. Barack Obama was in Virginia. Another battleground state is Nevada. Polls there show a tight race, and that's why both campaigns have been courting Nevada's Latino voters. They account for about a quarter of the state's population and 12% of its eligible voters. The World's Matthew Bell reports from Las Vegas.
A booming economy made Las Vegas one of the fastest-growing cities in the country. But times are tough now. Construction projects are on hold. Home foreclosures are rampant. Locals say even the casinos are feeling the pain, and this predominantly Hispanic section of North Las Vegas is no exception. Business at the Bonanza Indoor Swap Meet, a huge flea market, is somewhere between slow and dead. Every third or fourth stall is empty. Ask voters here what's on their minds, and they say the economy, of course. Miriam Mora sports hip glasses and a cool haircut. They're a hint that she's from California. She's here in Nevada working on her first presidential campaign. Mora came to the U.S. from Mexico at the age of 8 and says she still remembers the poverty she grew up with. She says it makes her all the more firm in her belief about who should be president.
It's my first time voting. It's my first campaign. And so I want to make sure that we have the right person in office. I admire John McCain. He has a very strong history. He's an American hero. I know what he stands for. I know what he believes in. And as opposed to Obama, who's only been running for president, I mean, what's his background? What's his history? What has he really done for our community?
That's the same question Javier Rivas is asking. He's walking the flea market with Mora as a volunteer for the McCain campaign. Rivas is a Mexican-born business consultant and a longtime Las Vegas resident. He's voted in plenty of U.S. elections before, and mostly for Democrats. During the primary season, Rivas campaigned for Bill Richardson, but he's switched parties, and now he's supporting McCain, though Rivas says he respects what Obama represents.
We have to recognize what he's accomplished. But I just feel doesn't have a connection with the Hispanic community. He doesn't know exactly what's going on with Mexico and Mexicans. He doesn't know tacos. He doesn't know the swap meets. He doesn't know the piñatas, the quinceañeras. And you know what? McCain does.
Rivas runs into plenty of skeptics. A shoe shop owner who gives his name as Eddie says the economy here is terrible. He blames President Bush, and that's why he's voting for Obama.
Believe me, it's going to be better. You think I'm happy with Bush? What is Bush doing over there in Iraq? Wasting money. That's all he's doing, wasting money. All my family is going to vote for Obama.
But Rivas doesn't give up easily. He tells Eddie to take a closer look at McCain.
He means change. This is the real change because he's got experience. What worries me about Obama, he doesn't have the experience, that's all.
Don't you think McCain is going to be like Bush?
No. They've been enemies since they ran for the same office 8 years ago. Usually people think that they're the same, but they're not.
Rivas continues on chatting people up and handing out bumper stickers that read, "Another Democrat for McCain." He likes to remind people that McCain is from the border state of Arizona, that he got about 70% of the Hispanic vote in his last Senate race, that he's pro-business and anti-abortion, and he's in favor of immigration reform. But Ruben Kiwin says that's not the whole story. Kiwin is a Democratic assemblyman from Las Vegas. He says McCain has been an ally of the Latino community.
But unfortunately now, if you were to ask him if he supports that same bill that he co-sponsored 2 years ago, he would tell you no. And so to me, you know, I think being an elected official, sometimes all you have is your word. You know, and I think if you support a cause, you always support it, regardless of where your constituents or your party is feeling.
Kiwin is feeling good about how Obama is doing with Latino voters. Besides the immigration debate, he says the caucuses in Nevada created a lot of excitement, and the Obama campaign just picked up from there. By all accounts, it has outpaced the McCain campaign in every way, from canvassing eligible voters in Latino areas to airing Spanish-language TV and radio ads. Kiwin concedes that some of his Latino constituents have expressed reservations about voting for an African-American candidate, but he says they are the exception. Besides, Kiwin believes Obama's story strikes a chord with many Latinos, especially after 8 years of Republican rule in Washington.
You know, I think only here in the U.S., just like Barack Obama has said, you know, only here in the U.S. can an African-American candidate run for president and become possibly the next president of the United States. And here in Nevada, you know, I'm an immigrant myself. I was born in Mexico. Only here in America can an immigrant, a poor Mexican immigrant, come here and become an elected official and be able to make an impact in a presidential election in America.
Polls show Latinos favoring Obama over McCain by large margins, but Nevada Democrats say they're not taking anything for granted. They still have to turn that apparent support into actual votes. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell, Las Vegas.